Welcome and thanks for listening to this podcast by Christ United. For more information about our church, visit christislove.org.
Wow, that was good. That was good. Listen, here we are. You are going to be so impacted by today's message if it's for you, okay? If it's for you, because this is the truth that we're talking about today. We're talking about the fact that you were really called to have a Christ follower following you. A couple of weeks back, we said this, that you need a Christ follower to follow. We said that you needed somebody that you could see their example, you could actually learn from them, you could watch them do it, you could hear them explain it, you could ask them about it, you could follow them in it, and you probably got that. You said, yeah, I need that in my life. I need that Christ follower that I can follow. But today, whenever I'm talking about this, you need a Christ follower following you. That feels a whole lot different. In other words, you need somebody who can watch you live it, hear you explain it, ask you about it, and follow you in it. You need to be able to say to someone, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Now, who's that for? Who is that for? I want you to just fill in that blank on your sheet if you got it. I need a Christ follower following me. Well, who is that? Who are the people here that this message is really for? I need a Christ follower following me. I need people to follow me. I need to set the example for them. Well, first of all, if you're not yet a Christ follower, it's probably not you. You know, you probably don't need somebody following you if you're not yet following Christ. But I got some good news for you. If you're not a Christ follower, hadn't you always been bugged by the fact that Christians make you so uncomfortable, right? And today, you get to watch them be uncomfortable, so you get to just sit back and watch them just writhe under all the discomfort. Now, you can still fill it in, though, because it's probably going to speak to you about whether or not you want to be a follower of Jesus or whether or not you're ready to do that. So go ahead and fill in the blanks. But again, I need a Christ follower following me. If you're one of those people here today and you're going like, yeah, man, that's me. I'm ready. I want to actually set an example for other believers. I want to help make disciples. I want to help people become good followers of Christ. I want to help show them how and explain it to them and answer their questions and have them follow my example. Then this sermon is not for you either. And it's not for you because if that's you, you're probably going to like this sermon, but you've already got it. We don't even need to talk to you about it. You've kind of already got it. But this sermon is for the person that's like a young friend of mine who's one of the guys that I kind of disciple. And he said to me this week, he said, you know, I've been in church most all of my life. He said, I've been what would be considered to be a Christ follower for years, but I just don't feel like I'm ready to lead somebody else. He used a couple of these words. He said, I feel unqualified, unprepared, inadequate. I just don't feel like I'm ready yet for that experience. I don't know if anybody here feels that way, but it's like, hey, man, I just don't quite feel qualified to be a person who's leading other people to be a follower of Jesus. If you're that person, then this message is for you. And the reason it's for you is because you are exactly where I was, and you'll be surprised when you learn where I was in my life at this time. But I had a young man come up to me who said to me, hey, man, I just want to learn. He had recently begun to follow Christ, and he said, I just want to learn how to be a Christ follower. I'm not yet married. I will be one day. I want to come and just hang out at your house, and I want to just learn from you. I want to see how to be a good husband. I want to see how to be a God-honoring father. I want to see how to live out Christian life. Will you just kind of let me hang out with you and learn from you? And I am embarrassed to say that I just never did it. I never did it. I kept, sure. I'm going like, man, if he follows me home, does anybody know what I'm talking about besides me? What I'm like, I don't know I'm ready for that. I don't know that number one, I don't know that I'm going to be setting the best example all around. Number two, I don't know how to like disciple somebody. And y'all, I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. At the time, I am pastoring a significant sized church, and I was totally intimidated by the idea that somehow I am personally, I mean, I taught Bible studies, I preached sermons, I did all kinds of stuff that I could say led people, but as far as somebody following me, I felt totally unprepared, totally inadequate. I just wasn't ready. Does anybody besides me, can I get a witness? Does that resonate with anybody besides me, that feeling? And so if you're one of those people, I'm going to tell you what I wish so bad somebody had told me in the first month that I followed Jesus. I wish somebody had gotten to me real early and told me what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. And the first thing is this. If you feel like you're a person that feels unqualified, I want you to know that you are highly qualified. You are highly qualified to set an example for other people to follow in if this is true of you. You're highly qualified as a recipient of God's mercy. Is there anybody here who would say, man, I have received God's mercy? 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16, kind of a theme verse around here, Paul talks about setting an example this way. He says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Now, if that's what you need to be fully qualified, how many people feel like you can qualify right now? Are you about in there? All right, so you're qualified by the fact that, man, I am a sinner. But then he says this, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience, listen, as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. So how many people here feel like I would be qualified to be an example of a sinner saved by the mercy and grace of God? Anybody in for that? Okay, I want you to say, you are highly qualified to be an example. In fact, the reality is that if you're not qualified to be an example, you're not qualified to be a Christian, right? If you weren't qualified to be an example, you wouldn't be qualified to be a Christian, because you are an example by the very fact that God has saved you out of your sin by His grace. You're an example of what God can do. But you're still probably saying, yeah, but I still feel unprepared to actually maybe show other people how to live a Christian life. I mean, you said, like, you know, they can see me live it, hear me explain it. I don't know how to explain anything, answer questions about it. I don't know how to answer any questions about it. I just don't feel like that I'm really, you know what I'm saying, I'm not prepared. Well, here's the truth. You are actually fully prepared. Yet right now, today, I don't care how long you've been following Jesus, you are fully prepared to begin sharing that with other people. But understand how. You're fully prepared to simply share what you do know. You're prepared to share what you do know. I'm not asking you to explain what you don't know, share what you don't know. I'm asking you to simply be able to share what you do know. Paul, the guy that we've been kind of following through this process, is a man who had been on his way to a city called Damascus with the intention of persecuting Christians, having them locked up. He was far, far, far from Jesus. And he had studied a lot about Judaism, but he was not a follower of Jesus, but just for a few days. Jesus had rocked his world, come into his life, and it says that this is what happened. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. That's the same guy, Paul. He spent several days with the disciples in Damascus, so he's had about 3 days of Christian education, and at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, he was like, I tell you what I do know. I do know that I was far from God and I saw Jesus and it changed everything. I do know this much. This is the Son of God. Here's the reality. You don't have to know everything. You just have to be willing to share what you do know. That makes sense? If you're willing to share what you do know, then you're ready to share something with somebody else who doesn't know yet what you already know. So Jose, who many of you know, our good friend Jose and his precious daughter, Giselle, Jose works in his garage some, helping a friend just take apart computer parts, like printers and stuff. And he said he was in his garage doing that one day, and he's taken apart, and his daughter, his teenage daughter, Giselle's in there. And he said she walked over to the printer, and she said, "Well, how do I do that? You know, I want to take this thing out. How do we get this off?" And he said, "Use the screwdriver." She got a screwdriver. She went back and she tried to do it. "It won't work, Daddy." "Well, you need the screwdriver with the little cross on the front, not the flat piece." You know what I'm saying? So she gets the right screwdriver. And then she's going along. She takes some wires and she can't get it off. She says, "Dad, I can't get the wires off." He said, "You need wire cutters." Gives her the wire cutter. Shows her how to clip the wires. And she just kept coming back and asking questions. And as she asked the questions, he simply told what he knew how to do. And before he knew it, she was in there doing it with him, because all he was doing was sharing with her what he knew. Does that make sense? And all he was doing was answering her questions about what to do. And if it was something he didn't know, he had to find out how to do it. Now here's the reality. It's pretty much that simple. Are you willing to share what you already do know? You don't have to know everything. You just have to be willing to share what you do know. Now, that, how many people here, like here Hosea's with his daughter Giselle teaching her that, how many parents here or grandparents are not building into the life of your child spiritually because you're afraid of the question they might ask you? You're not willing to sit down and say, "Hey man, how's it going in your Christian life? How are you doing in your walk with Jesus?" Because you're thinking, "Man, they could ask me questions, I wouldn't have a clue what to say." You're so scared about what you don't know that you're not even sharing what you do know. You're not even helping with the process at all. And God's saying, no, you just need to be willing to share what you do know. Let me give you a great example of that. Charles Stanley, one of my favorite teachers out of Atlanta. Charles had a church early on, and there was a gentleman in his church who was meeting midweek at night with a group of recovering addicts. And he himself was not far down the road in his recovery as an addict. And so as he was meeting with these guys, he was actually sharing with them biblical truth. And these people in this group were growing, and it was really fantastic. And so when they asked him the question, they asked this man the question, "Well, what is it that you're sharing with these people that's making such a difference in their life?" And he said, "Well, I simply listen to what Pastor Charles teaches on Sunday night, and then I teach it to them on Wednesday night." Right? I'm just sharing what I do know. I don't have to know a whole lot. I just take what I do know and pass it on to the ones that don't yet know that. Like Paul had chosen this guy, this young man named Timothy, who had a good reputation among the believers, who was in Lystra, and he had wanted to take him along the journey with him. So he took him on a second missionary journey, and this young man traveled with Paul, learned from him. And eventually Paul just said to Timothy, he said, "Here's what I want you to do." He said, "The things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." Pretty simple. What you already have heard from me, turn around and show it to somebody else. What you're learning from me, what you do know, don't try to get into stuff you don't know. Don't try to pretend you know the answers to questions that you don't know. But just take what you do know from me, entrust it to other people, and let them in turn entrust it to other people. And guess what? You'll be helping to make disciples. You'll be helping followers to follow, right? Now, how many people think you could do that? How many people think you could just begin to share what you do know? Now, here's the problem. So many people here are saying, "Yeah, but." The problem is that my clicker's not working. There, all right. The problem is that I'm in a place where I don't know hardly anything, man. And you don't understand. There's so much I don't know, and there's so little I do know, I'm really hesitant to share what I do know because of what I don't know. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Right? And here's the beautiful truth about it. It doesn't matter how much you don't know, because guess what? It's an opportunity for you to say, "I don't know. I'll find out." Like when they come up to you and say, "Who is Jesus' mother?" "I don't know. I'll find out." Right? "I don't know. I'll find out. Where did God come from?" "I'll get back to you on that one, you know? I'll find out." "Explain the Trinity." "I don't know. I'll find out." When it comes to any, it doesn't matter what it is. It's been so beautiful to me as I've watched some of you guys who are building into the lives of other people. You're courageously stepping out to share what you do know. And then when you don't know, you'll call me and say, "Pastor Jeff, somebody asked me a question and I don't understand it. Explain it to me." That's how you learn and how you grow, and it's beautiful. Just don't pretend you know. Don't you hate it when somebody pretends they know? Please don't pretend you know. Don't act like you know what you don't know. Just share what you do know and then learn what you don't know. Is anybody prepared to do that? Are you prepared to share what you do know and then to learn what you don't know? Because if you're prepared to learn what you don't know, God can grow you into a great leader as long as you're prepared to just keep learning. In fact, there was a guy named Apollos who became one of the greatest leaders in the early Christian world. And it says that he was a learned man. He was well-versed in all the scriptures. He had been instructed in the ways of God, and he taught accurately about Jesus. All kinds of great things about him. But do y'all know that he only knew about the baptism of John? He did not even understand and know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, how many people here are going like, I'm not sure I know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And matter of fact, right now, if I invited you up to explain everybody here the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how many volunteers do I have that would come up and explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Not a whole lot of volunteers, right? And so he doesn't know yet. There's some stuff he doesn't know yet. And so watch what happens. So a couple of people, Priscilla and Aquila, who aren't ever going to be as great of leaders as he is, they just happened to have been down the road a little farther than him and know. So it says that he, Apollos, began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Hey, let us help you with the stuff you don't yet know. He wasn't in there trying to teach something he didn't know. He just taught what he did know. But then when it came to learning more, there were others there to help him grow. Get the picture? That's the reason you need somebody, a follower to follow, is you need somebody that you're learning from, but you need to turn around and pass that on to somebody who's following you as you follow Christ. Make sense? You need to be in that place of saying, let me just simply share what I do know. What I don't know, I can go to the person who's helping to lead me, and they can help me find the answers to what it is that I need to know. And I'll tell you what that does, guys, is it gets you growing. You have no idea how much impact it will have on your spiritual life as soon as you start investing in somebody else and just saying, hey, do you have any questions? What a brave thing, man. I just want you to try this with somebody you know as a follower of Jesus. Doesn't matter if they've been a follower for a week or they've been a follower for 30 years. If you just boldly and courageously say, is there anything you're struggling with in your Christian life? Do you have any questions? Is there anything we could look for together? And see what happens, because sometimes you know, people come to you with like the craziest questions, like, I was wondering, man, you know, is it like cool to have two wives? You know, I mean, it's like, I read in the Bible, you know, they had two wives. Some of them had like butcher wives. Would that be cool, you know? And so you're going like, I think I know the answer to that one. That's great. If you don't know the answer to that one, then ask somebody and find out the answer to that one. But as you're going through, you're finding that you know more than you think you know. And then when you don't know, guess what happens? You grow. Because when you don't know the answer, then you begin to seek the answer. And you begin asking questions yourself. And you begin to study. And you start growing. I mean, even people who teach second graders grow like weeds. Because second graders ask some great questions, don't they? Yeah, man. And so they ask those questions, and those teachers are like, I got to get the answer, so I got to see. Does everybody get the picture? God's just asking you, if you think you're unprepared, you are fully prepared if you're prepared simply to share what you do know and learn what you don't know. If you'll just get started pumping into somebody else's life, then all of a sudden you'll find yourself growing like crazy because you'll be learning so much to help answer their questions and to help move them forward. And so, if you're a person here who's thinking to yourself, I don't know, I've just felt unprepared to actually, you know, make a disciple. You know, a disciple is a follower of Jesus. I felt unprepared to help somebody become a follower of Jesus because I know I'm supposed to be a follower of Jesus myself, and I just don't feel like I'm ready to have somebody following me while I'm following him. I want you to listen to this truth. If you were not prepared to start making disciples, you would not be prepared to start being a disciple. If you were not prepared to start making disciples, it would mean that you were not prepared to start being a disciple, because a disciple of Jesus is somebody who's saying, I want to follow him and grow and learn whatever I don't know about how to follow him, right? Well, if you aren't there yet, you aren't even ready to follow him. But if you're ready to follow him and you're ready to say, I want to learn what I don't know, I'm ready to press on to what it is that he's got for me, then you're ready to say to somebody else, let's do this together. Y'all come on, follow, let's go. And I can share what I do know. I can learn what I don't know. And so many people here are saying, but I don't know anything. I don't know anything worth sharing. So what am I going to share? I want to let you know this truth. It's so important. If I don't know anything worth sharing, it means that I don't know Jesus. Right? If I didn't know anything worth sharing, it would mean that I didn't know Jesus. The truth is you know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus, get to know what you don't know. Get to know Him, right? But the reality is God's just saying, tune in. You are fully prepared to begin to share what you do know and learn what you don't know. And if you think you don't know anything, if you know Jesus, you got something to share with some people who don't know Him, right? Right? I can start there. Okay, now, with that next thought, so many people here are kind of like, you're on it. You're going like, okay, so I'm actually, you know, highly qualified because I'm a sinner saved by grace and I'm a recipient of His mercy. And I'm actually fully prepared to share what I do know and learn what I don't know. I feel like I could be on that. But the thing is I just don't feel like I'm yet at that place where I am spiritually mature enough and strong enough as a follower of Jesus to actually be in a place where somebody else is watching my example. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I just don't feel like I don't think I'm ready. And so I just want to let you on this truth. I am entirely ready. I want you to say that to yourself. I am entirely ready if a couple of things are true for you. Number one, am I ready to stop doing what I know is wrong? Are you just ready to stop doing what you know is wrong? If you're not ready to stop doing what you know is wrong, then you're right. You're not ready to set an example for somebody. But if you're ready to just stop doing what you already know is wrong, you don't have to figure out all kinds of complex theological issues. Just stop doing what you already know is thinking wrong. Right? Secondly, how about this? If you're ready to start doing what you know is right, are you ready to start doing what you already know is right? If you're ready to start doing what you already know is right, then guess what? You're entirely ready. Am I ready to stop doing what I know is wrong, start doing what I know is right? And if you're a person who's in there going, yeah, but I can't do it. I try to do it and I can't do it. I keep failing at it. I try to do right and I can't do right. I try not to do wrong and I keep doing wrong. Guess what? Welcome to being human, right? Because reality is that without His Holy Spirit, you can't do it. So guess what else you need to do? You need to ask for His Holy Spirit to do in you what you can't do, right? That's what Paul was saying. Paul said, it's got to be the Holy Spirit working in you. So you need to ask Him to work in you to do what you can't do on your own. So you need to be a Spirit-filled believer that says, I want your Spirit to come into my heart. I want you to give me the capacity to do what I can't do on my own. Stop doing what I can't stop doing on my own. I need His Holy Spirit. And I need to strain toward what it is that God has called me to do. I just want to say, I'm committed to stopping what I'm supposed to stop, starting what I'm supposed to start. I need your Holy Spirit. Empower me, guide me. Let's go. So is there anybody here who's ready to stop doing what you know is wrong, start doing what you know is right, and become a Spirit-filled, forward-straining follower of Christ? Spirit-filled, forward-straining follower of Christ. I'm just asking for His Spirit to fill me. I'm asking that I would press on toward what He's called me to be. Listen to the way Paul said it. It was so powerful. Paul said this, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining toward what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, what's Paul saying? I hadn't already attained it all. I hadn't already been made perfect. I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm straining toward what is ahead. I'm after being like Jesus. I'm committed to that. I'm not saying I've arrived, but I'm after it. Does that sound like something you could do? Does it sound like something you could say? Could you say that? Hey, I hadn't arrived yet, but I'm pressing on. And I've asked this Holy Spirit to come into my life, and I am straining ahead toward what God has called me to be in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Well, if you can say that, listen to what Paul went on to say just a few verses later in verse 17 of chapter 3. He said, join others in following my example. He was able to say in one moment, I hadn't arrived yet, but in the next moment to say, but still, you can follow me. You know why? Because some of the best examples you will ever set are examples of how to get up when you fall. Of how to handle it when you hadn't handled it right the first time. Because the truth is people need to see an example in you. How many people here think you could set an example of doing it wrong? Right? I mean, the reality is you can set an example. I mean, with all your heart, you want to get it right, right? You want to do it right, but you still mess up, right? And so the reality is if I had only known when Jake asked me, well, can I come hang out at your house? He needed to hang out at my house and see me as I really am. My daughter was sitting at the table one time. We had this really professional, you know, like it was the choir director and the chairperson and all these official people. I just moved to a new church. We're sitting around the table eating. I think I'm supposed to tell this, but my precious little girl, she's like, you know, I don't know, 3 years old, not older than that. She's like five. And they're all sitting there, and I'm sharing about my beautiful spiritual life and how in love my wife and I are and how perfect our family is. And she goes, sometimes daddy burps and poots at the table and doesn't say, excuse me. I've never done it since then, but. Anybody know that feeling? It's like, no. The truth is that if I just invited Jake into my home, he would have seen it when I didn't get it right. He would have seen it when I did get it right. He would see how I really lived my life. Does that make sense to everybody? He would see an example, not of having already arrived, but I pray to God he would see an example of somebody who desperately wants to get it right. Is there anybody here like that? I'm not saying that they could watch me and everything I did would be perfect, but I guarantee you if they could watch me, you know you can say it. If they could watch me, they could see somebody who passionately desires to be who Jesus called them to be and sees how to handle it with humility when I've fallen in the process. And so with that thought in mind, Paul was able to write this, and it was so beautiful in chapter 4, verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. Come on, man, you can watch me. You can see it. Let's do it. Let's live it together. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been a Christian. For you young guys, Paul wrote to Timothy later. I mean, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 12, he said this. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Is that awesome? So guys, even as a teenager, even as a young person, he's saying, you can set an example for other people to follow in, even when you hadn't yet arrived, but you're in the process of straining on toward it. And so if you're a person who thinks that, hey man, I'm just not ready, the reality is the only reason you wouldn't be ready is if you are not ready to stop doing what you already know is wrong. Or if you're not ready to start doing what you already know is right. Or if you're not ready to say, I want to be filled with His Spirit so that I can strain toward being what He's called me to be. If you're not ready to do those things, then you're right. You are not ready to help set an example for somebody else. But hear this. If I'm not ready to become a follower worth following, I'm not ready to be a follower of Christ. Do y'all get that? If I'm not ready to become a follower worth following, I'm not ready to be a follower of Christ. Because if I'm not ready to say no to the things I already know are not His will, if I'm not ready to say yes to the things that are already His will and I know it, if I'm not willing to say I can't do it on my own, but I need Your Spirit to help me, and I am straining to be who Jesus called me to be, then you're not even following Jesus. But if you're following Jesus, then you can say to anybody around you, come on. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. With all my heart, I'm going to strain toward it. And I want to tell you that it's brand new followers in Christ who do a better job of disciple making than so many old school, fat, lazy, baby Christians that have been around forever in Bible study and doing all the stuff that you do, but you never engage life with somebody enough that is far from God to help lead them into what God has for them in their life. And God's just saying, don't you realize the truth? The truth is, guys, that so many people here are in a place where you feel like I did. And y'all, you're looking at the number one guilty party. I have been a pastor for years and years and years and years. And in that process, I was at a place where when a young man asked me, can I follow you? I didn't invite him into my life and into my home. That is tragic. I wish so bad somebody had told me what I'm telling you. And that is that if right now I feel like I am unqualified for this. You need to understand that you are highly qualified if you can say, I am a sinner saved by His grace through His mercy. And if He can save me and change me, He can save you and He can change you. You can be an example. You're highly qualified. And if you're a person right now who's thinking to yourself, I'm just not prepared. I'm unprepared to do this. There's more I've got to learn. I've got to learn more before I can start. And God's saying, no, you are fully, right now, you are fully prepared if you're simply prepared to share what you do know and learn what you don't know. Is there anybody here who would say, I'm ready to do that? I'll share what I do know. I'll learn what I don't know. If so, you're fully prepared to begin leading somebody else in that path. And if you feel to yourself, I'm still not ready, God's saying, you are wholly, altogether, entirely ready if you're ready to stop doing what you already know is wrong, start doing what you already know is right, to be a Spirit-filled, forward-straining follower of Jesus. I'm just ready to say, Holy Spirit, fill me. I want to be like Jesus. I'm not going to get it right every time. I can say, honestly, I hadn't arrived there, but anybody could follow me in my life and see all my bumps and bruises and failures and mess-ups, but they could see an example of somebody who's passionate about becoming who God called them to be. I want to know, is there anybody in this room right now that say, I could be that man. I could be that woman. Raise your hand if you could be. I could do that. I could say, God, I'm in. Keep it up. Keep your hand up. Lord God, can you say to Him right now, Lord, I am ready. I am recipient of Your grace. I am recipient of Your grace. By Your mercy, You have saved me, and I can be an example of Your mercy to other people. I am prepared to share what I do know, however little it may be, and I'm prepared to learn what I don't. Keep your hand up. Anybody here, and you can join them as the hands are already up. You can join them if there's somebody else here that wants to join it. Are you in a place where you'd say to God, I'm ready to stop doing what I already know is wrong. I'm just ready to stop it. I'm fed up with this sick, sinful carousel ride that I'm on where I just go to church and I go back out. I'm ready to stop doing what I already know is wrong. I'm ready to start doing what I know is right. I'm ready to live this life. Just keep your hand up. I'm ready to live this life. I'm ready to be that person. And God, I know I can't do it on my own, so I'm ready for Your Spirit to fill me. And I'm ready to be a Spirit-filled, forward-straining follower of You, Jesus. I'm ready to just strain on to be who You've called me to be. I'm ready to be Yours, and I can lead. Now, keep your hands up, because if anybody's looking for somebody to follow, if you're looking for somebody to follow, you got somebody somewhere near you with their hand in the air saying, I'm ready. Now you can put them down. Now, the last person I want to speak to is a person here who's not yet a follower of Jesus. And you're saying, man, up until today, I mean, I thought the sermon wasn't for me, but all of a sudden you're realizing, you know what? If that's what it really means to follow Jesus, if it really means that I would be a recipient of His grace, that He would just by His grace forgive me of my sin, and that I could be an example that if He could save me, He could save anybody, you're fully qualified right now. You're highly qualified to be a follower of Jesus. He wants you to come to Him right now and say, please forgive me. Please come into my heart. Please come into my life. If you're at a place where you're ready to stop doing what you know is wrong and start doing what you know is right, if you're just a place of saying, I'm fed up with sin, I'm fed up with this mess, I'm ready to start doing the things I already know is right, I want to stop doing the things I know are wrong, I'm ready to begin that. If that's you, you're right now, you're ready. And you just begin telling Him that right now. Just close your eyes and just begin telling Him, Lord, I need Your grace. I need Your mercy. I'm ready to stop doing what I know is wrong. I'm ready to start doing what I know is right. Just tell Him that right now. God, I'm ready. I'm ready. And now, you understand this, that as you've asked for His mercy, He's given it to you. He's forgiven you. He's washed your sin away. Jesus died for you so that you could be forgiven right now. Your sin will never be counted against you again. You are blameless because of Jesus. And you have decided to stop doing things that you know are wrong. And right now you're thinking of things that you don't know how you can stop. You've tried before. You said, I'll never do that again, and you did it again. You're trying to figure out, how do I start doing things that I've tried to start before and couldn't get started? And right now He's saying, I need to not just forgive you, I need to come into your heart by my Holy Spirit. So right now, would you just say, come in. Take this life. Come into me by your Holy Spirit. Take my life and make it yours. I want to be filled with you. And right now you're ready. And right now he's coming in. He's saying, I'm claiming that life as my own. I'm going to make your life my own. I'm going to pour out my love into your heart. I'm going to begin convicting you of things that you shouldn't do and charging you toward things you should do. And I'm going to keep working in you, and I'm going to keep loving you and making you who you were created to be. So right now, can you just say, thank you. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for coming into my heart. And now look, before you end this prayer time, I want you to say to him, Jesus, I need, if I'm going to follow you, I need a Christ follower to follow. I need you to show me somebody that I can connect with. Maybe it was somebody who had their hand up around me. Maybe it's a friend who's already a follower. But can you just say right now, if you've just made that commitment, can you say, God, I want you to lead me to somebody who is already walking with you that I can learn from? I can see them live it, hear them explain it, ask them about it, follow them in it. I'm looking for a Christ follower to follow. Tell Jesus that right now. And I want you to not hesitate to tell a Christian friend that you need that Christ follower to follow. You tell them. You tell them. You say, I need somebody like that. But right now, if that was you and you prayed that prayer today, I want you to also understand that soon and very soon, you're going to be ready to start sharing what you already do know. Like you're going to go home today and you're just going to tell somebody, I don't know how, I don't know why, but I know that today God came to me and told me that he wanted to forgive me of all my sin and that Jesus had died for me. That's all I know. Can't tell you anything more. Don't ask me anything else, but I could just know this much. I've been forgiven. Are you ready to start sharing what you do know? Are you ready to start learning what you don't know? Can you just say to him right now, Lord, I want to start learning. I want to keep on learning. I want to grow to be who you've called me to be. I'm ready. Well, I want you to know something. If that's you, you're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. He has come into your heart and your life, and he's going to walk you into a whole new life, an adventure. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a blast, though. It's going to challenge everything in you, and you're going to love it because you are now a follower of Jesus Christ. And he's going to give you people to follow who are already following Jesus, and then you're going to turn around and you're going to say to some other folks, follow me as I follow the example of Christ. Follow me as I follow the example of Christ. And now for everybody here who wasn't praying during that whole time because you already followed Jesus, right now Jesus is in your face. You listen to him because he's in your face right now. And he's saying to you, you listen to him because he's speaking to you, and he's saying, the only reason you're still on this planet is to set an example for other people to follow. Otherwise, you could have gone to heaven. The only reason I left you on the planet is to make disciples, to help people learn to follow me. That's why you're here. Get in the game. It's my charge to you. It's my challenge to you. It's my reason for being in you and with you and for you right now is so that you can lead others to follow me. Start doing it. Start doing it. Start doing it. Stop wasting your life. Stop wasting your time. Now, guys, I want you to just open your eyes, and I want to share that at the end of, the beginning of when Apple was starting to make its way and trying to climb and Steve Jobs was leading, he went to a guy named John Sculley. And John Sculley was, at the time, vice president of PepsiCo, so he had like one of the highest ranking leadership positions in the business world. And he kept saying, you need to come to work for Apple. And Apple was small time by comparison at that time. And he said, you need to come work for Apple. And he refused until Steve Jobs said this to John Sculley. He said, are you going to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water, or are you going to change the world? And he was talking about computers. Are you going to stop wasting your life doing something that doesn't do anything but get people fat? Or are you going to start doing something that actually changes lives? And he was talking about computers. And John Sculley said, that changed my mind, and that's what I chose. I wanted to make a difference. I want to tell you that what he did going to Apple and all that Apple's done over the years is nothing compared to what Jesus is inviting you to. Are you going to waste your life selling sugar water? Are you going to waste your life doing whatever stupid, ridiculous, worthless, non-lasting, non-eternal thing you are wasting your energy on? Or are you going to get to the business of changing the world one relationship at a time? Because you are surrounded by people who need somebody to follow, and there are so few stinking Christians willing to set the example that nobody's got anybody to follow anymore. And God's saying, you're here to be followed. Start leading. Start making disciples. Stop selling sugar water. Start changing the world. We invite you to stand, and as these guys sing, the altar is open for those who have made that first-time commitment today. Come down and solidify it. Just kneel here. Those of you who know God is calling you to reach out and disciple somebody, come down here and pray. Listen, I want to ask a challenge to every Christian. How many Christians here already have somebody that you are discipling? You are setting the example. They are following your example. You are answering their questions. How many people are discipling somebody right now? Raise your hand. All right, look at how few hands. Now, how many of you are followers of Jesus? Raise your hand. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, every one of you should be leading somebody. You should be making a disciple right now. If you don't know one, I challenge you to get out of your seat and come down here and kneel at this altar or stand behind somebody who is and say, God, you show me somebody and I'll do it. You show me somebody and I'll go up to them and I'll say, if you want to get together once a week and just ask questions about following Jesus, I'm there. Challenge you to do that while we sing this song.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast by Christ United. For more information, visit us at christislove.org.